Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, welcome to the 20th part of the 40-plus episodes of a new and interesting series titled Muharram Mourning Traditions in Different Lands that we started broadcasting as of October 15th on a daily basis to commemorate the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In this series, which delves into the various mourning traditions associated with the immortal Epic of Ashura in various lands, we'll look at the history of mourning for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Stay with us for further details of the development of the Muharram mourning ceremonies in Iran. Here we will briefly try considering the flow of the Islamic Revolution and the statements of revolutionaries and leaders of Iranian People's Movement to examine the role and influence of Ashura and its components, inclusive of the mourning ceremonies, the culture of martyrdom, constant struggle against falsehood, and enjoining good and prohibition of evil acts on genesis and victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. The first sparks of the Islamic Revolution were essentially lit in Muharram. The uprising of 5th of June 1963, a milestone in the history of the Islamic Revolution, occurred subsequent to Imam Khomeini's speech on the afternoon of Ashura, which fell on June 3rd that year. The slogans chanted by people during this uprising and at the threshold of the Islamic Revolution's victory all refer to Ashura movement's motives. Although the massacre of June 5th apparently suppressed Imam's movement, but the blood of martyrs and succeeding revelations and struggles prepared the public minds for a revolution. Ashura, as well, was apparently ended with martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his companions, but indeed planted the seeds of great awakening movements and bore fruit. Imam Khomeini stated regarding the uprising of June 5th, "On that day, Ashura, Yazid and his hirelings dug their own graves and carved their brutality on the history forever, and so did Pahlavi regime, its rulers and advocates on June 5th, and left eternal downfall and dishonor behind so that Iranian honorable nation will damn their graves with power and victory." Due to his courageous revelations against the Pahlavi regime, Imam Khomeini was arrested and sent into exile in Turkey, from where he went to Iraq and took up residence near the holy shrine of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, peace be upon him. During his exile, by following the path of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, he remained patient and, inspired by Ashura, inculcated the spirit of religious fervor in the people. Disclosing the oppressions and corruptions of the regime, he called on people to rise against Yazid of the time, and at the same time demanded establishment of an Islamic government and rule of Quranic values in the society. During that time, he increasingly insisted on adherence to Imam Hussein's movement and Islamic precepts, saying, "Present Islam to people, and in your presentations tread the path of Ashura, because Muharram is the month in which the master of martyrs, Imam Hussein, rose up against Taghut to teach human beings construction and firmness. He did sacrifice and was sacrificed to annihilate the oppressor, and the very same motive is the Islamic guideline for our nation forever." Thank you. It is worth recalling that in the period between 1963 and 1979, during Muharram ceremonies in Iran, orations and speeches took revolutionary and political moods. Political attitude towards the events of Karbala and learning lessons from the Ashura uprising became the salient features of the invitation of Imam Khomeini to the people of Iran. Ashura was not something remote in history, but the axis of mobilization against the Pahlavi regime. Iranian families portrayed their martyrs as offerings to God by the decree of Imam Hussein of the time. Mosques and other religious places were regarded as the most significant basis for activities of revolutionary forces, informing people of the Pahlavi regime's corruptions and organizing them for revolutionary activities and demonstrations. Influenced by Ashura, the Iranian people recalled martyrdom-seeking and sacrifice the spirit of Imam Hussein and his companions, and chanting slogans such as Allahu Akbar, meaning God is the greatest, and tank, artillery, and machine gun has no other effect, confronted tanks and machine guns of the Pahlavi regime. Imam Khomeini repeatedly remarked the quality of the struggle, namely the way to rise against a powerful regime only with a limited number of people, is the lesson Imam Hussein has given us. Here it ought to be pointed out that in the 1960s and 1970s in Iran, some preachers, ulamas, and academicians dealt with Ashura from new angles, thereby making the society, especially the youth, more familiar with this epoch-making movement of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari and Dr. Ali Shariati were more successful in this way, through speeches and books such as Hamasiyeh Husseini, meaning the epic of Imam Hussein. Ayatollah Mutahhari reminded people, especially the youth, of the significance of the tragedy of Karbala in the revival of Islam and its anti-oppression dimensions. Dr. Shariati as well, having recourse to his particular view, was seeking to make the youth more acquainted with the movement of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his companions. Perhaps the most important impression of Ashura culture and teachings on Iranian Islamic revolution was opposition to taghut and arrogance, as it was observed in all activities and stances of Imam Khomeini as a central motive of his Islamic movement. Just as Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, refused to acknowledge Yazid's rule and considered a usurper without any legitimate authority, Imam Khomeini repeatedly questioned the claim to legitimacy of the Pahlavi regime in his orations, statements, and interviews. From his exile in Iraq, he called on preachers and ulama to take full advantage of the mourning ceremonies of the months of Muharram and Safar, since these 2 months were the best time for disclosing the anti-Islamic policies of the Pahlavi regime. As a result, the public rallies on the days of Tasua and Ashura in 1978 broke the back of the regime. Moreover, Imam Khomeini's epochal statement on 10th of February 1979, ordering people to defy the curfew, which aimed to arrest the leaders of revolution and supposedly bring an end to it, was practically another Ashura epic. People poured into the streets and delivered the final blow on the worn body of the regime. And the Islamic revolution, thanks to its inspiration from the tragedy of Karbala, triumphed in Iran and ushered in Islamic rule.